Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Bava Kamma Daf Pei Dalid. Don't forget to click on the daf option in order to view a specially marked daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material access by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our homepage and then go to option 2. If you're already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief formatted introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the marked Daf before the Shiur. If you wish to be in touch with us, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. Today's Shiur begins 8 lines from the bottom of Daf Pei Dalet. Before we begin the actual Gemara, under our structural note, the Mivneh, in the margin, a crown shape appears, and there is also a squiggle underline. The squiggle underline, you'll notice, if you glance in the Gemara, highlights the word Dianuka, two stories that indicate a behemoth, damaged children. So we see the first crown highlights Hahu Chamra, a donkey, and the second story, Hahu Tura, an ox. Now the Gemara. Hahu Chamra Dekota Yoda Dianuka. There was an occasion when a donkey bit off the hand of a child. Osulakame Dorav Baba Bar Shmuel. The case came to his attention. Omar Luhu Zilu Shomu Le Arbao Dvorim. Rav Papa said, go and evaluate the cost of the 4 forms of payment. We discussed in our previous year various forms of payment that need to be paid when a person is injured. Omar le Rav Avohanan Chamishotanan. Why do you say 4 forms of payment? When we learned in our Mishnah, we saw that at the beginning of our previous year, 5 forms of payment. Omar le Labar Minezik Huamino. When I said 4, I meant 4 besides the Nezik payment. The Nezik payment is the payment for depreciation in value as a result of the damage. So besides the Nezik, there are 4 more payments. We have the Tsar, the pain payment, the Ripui medical expenses, Sheves unemployment, and Boishas embarrassment. So besides the Nezek, there are 4 more forms of payment, and that's what I indicated. Omer le Abaye, v'ho chamorhu. Abaye asked, but didn't the event here concern a donkey that caused the damage? V'chamor enu mishalim ela Nezek, and a donkey, which is representative of animals, for animal damage instilled in human being, there's only the Nezek payment. The additional 4 payments are only when a man instills the damage on a fellow man. Omar lehu zilu shomu le nizke. So he says, okay, so then evaluate the amount of depreciation. If it was an animal that attacked the child, then you're right, only nezek is owed. So go evaluate that value, the depreciation value. They ask, but v'ho ka'avta boy l'mishayme. He needs to be evaluated like a slave. How much would the market pay for someone without this damage, and now how much less as a result? Omar lehu zilu shaimu kavda. So then go and have the child evaluated as you would evaluate an eved, as you would evaluate a slave. Omar lehu avua dianuka, the child of the father of the child intervened and said, lo bo'ino, I don't want my child to be evaluated in a public setting like a slave. The zila be milsa. It's undignified. It's degrading. Omru le. So they said to the father, v'ha ka mechayves le lianuka. You're depriving then your child of money that's due to him. You're causing him a loss. Omar lehu. So the father said, l'chigodil mefayasna le mididi. Don't worry, when he gets older, I will pay him, I will compensate him from my own funds. So that, in this story, the owner of the donkey got off free. Hahu tura de olas yode dianuka. There was an occasion where an ox, olas, chewed the hand of a child. Also lekame the Rava. Omaluhu, Rava said, Zilu Shaimuhu Kavda. Have the child evaluated like a slave. Omru le Vaha Morhu Domar. They asked Rava, but you are the one reputed to have said, Kolanishaim Kevet Ein Govin Oisoi Bebovel. Those kind of payments that involve being evaluated like a slave are payments that we do not collect in Bovel, in Eretz Yisrael, so we have the authority to judge cases like that. Outside of Eretz Yisrael, even though we're in Bovel, we can't judge cases like that. Rashi adds, Kol hanishon keved, hayol v'dovar she'ein kotzavu, since it's not a set payment, ein goyven oisei b'bovel, the time for us to come on, it's not collected in Bovel, and the reason will be explained later. We go continue in the Gemara. Omar Lahu, so he said, Lo Tzricha. What I said, go evaluate him. It has significance. The E Tofas, if the victim were to grab payment, so then we would allow him to hold on to withhold that amount that was the value of the damage. Rava l'tame. Rava here is consistent with what he has said elsewhere, the Yomar Rava. And here we have a list of different combinations by way of damage. And even before we go further in the Gemara, we glance at the side under the Nosei, the topic heading. Al pi haklal d'mofia b'omid beis. According to the rule that will appear on Amid Beis of this Gemara, the Shli Husayu Koavdinon, on Amid Beis we see a pronouncement that the rabbis of Bovel can judge cases having the authority to do so through the agency of the judges of the rabbis in Eretz Yisrael. So that the rabbis of Bovel function as agents for the rabbis in Eretz Yisrael to judge cases. And as a result of Shlichusayu, their agency, then we're doing their Shlichus. As a result of that, Donim Nezikin Mesiyomim Bovel. Certain cases of damage in Bovel can be judged. Hagamor Tavarah, Mosai Amrinan Hai Klau, Lefiv Novin Lama. The Gemara will clarify under what circumstances do we apply this principle of Shlichusayu, and with that in mind, we'll then understand the following. Donim, Shor, Anizok, Ayudei. We judge cases of an ox that was the victim of the damage through Aleph, Shor, Beis, Odom. Maybe another animal injured this animal, or a person injured the animal. So those are cases that will be judged. At Lodonim, there are other cases that will not be judged, even though the concept of Shlichusayu exists, but not to this extent. Odom Hanizok Ayadei, a person who is the victim of damage, whether it be through another Odom, a fellow man, or an ox. Gemara will also be marked with triangles, and you'll notice that the triangle direction alternates, with the tip facing up, that represents Shela, question. The inverted triangle, which you'll see, is a response. And you'll notice that this triangle marking continues down the upper part of Amud Beis. So now we pointed out Rava's ruling with regard to the child's, the person was a victim through the animal causing the damage. So Rava said that we can't judge such a case and through the judgment to extract the money, because we don't judge those kind of cases in Bovel. But the evaluation has values, that if the victim or the would then grab that money, he would be able to keep it. So the Gemara pointed out that Rava is consistent with what he has said elsewhere. Second line from the bottom, we continue. Diyama Rava, Nizke Shor B'Shor, V'Nizke Shor B'Odom. the first of the two words, Shor and Adam, or the first time the creature appears, it's appearing as the victim. So that Niske Shor B'Shor means a Shor is the victim of another Shor. Or Niske Shor B'Adam means the Shor is a victim of a person attacking it. Those kind of payments, Goyven Oysan B'Bavel, they can be adjudicated in Bavel, and hence the collection made from on the part of the victim. Now, this the other way around, Niske Adam B'Adam, V'Niske Adam B'Shor, in the first of the two words, Adam or Shor, that appears in the pairs, the first one is the victim, like we said a moment before. So that Niske Adam B'Adam means a man, a person is victimized by another man. Niske Adam B'Shor means a man is victimized by a Shor. Those kind of damages, Ein Goyven Oysoi B'Bavel. Those are not collected in Bavel. Rashi reminds us where a person is damaged, is hurt, he has to go through an evaluation like a slave. And Rava's, this is what we said before, that Rava before is consistent with what he's saying here. Those kind of payments that involve a person being evaluated as a slave are not judged in Bavel. The Gemara continues with a question. You notice we have a long question marking. Takes you down about five lines down the top of Omid Beis. My shno niske adam ba'adam v'niske adam b'shor delo. What's different about where a person is the victim, either through another person or through an ox, that we don't judge those cases in Bavel? Elohim bo'inon v'leka. The word Elohim appears in the Torah in the context of judgment of money cases, and that word indicates that the type of judge or the quality of judge that you're dealing with is someone that has received ordination. The ordination dates back to the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, and in Bavel we don't grant ordination. So because of that, we know that cases like where an Adam is the victim, since the Torah mentions that you would appear in front of Elohim. Elohim means a judge, but it's a judge that has, as we said, this ordination authority, and that doesn't exist in Bavel. Well, Nizke, Shor B'Shor B'Shor B'Adam Nami, where a Shor is the victim of another Shor, the Shor is the victim of a person. We also, Elohim Bo'inon V'Leka, and yet you're willing to judge those cases. Elomai, Shno, Shor B'Shor B'Shor B'Adam, Deshli Chusayu Ko'avdinon, Midi Dahabe Adoiz V'Avolis. We say that when the Shor is the victim either of a fellow Shor or another man, we judge those cases based on Shlichusayo, based on the power of agency. We function as the agents of the rabbis of Eretz Yisrael. So that idea of Shlichusayo you find by Hoidos and Avos. Those are cases where a person confessed to his friend that I owe you money, or that I borrowed from you money. So cases that involve collections surrounding haidah or halva, adam ba'adam, v'adam b'shor, so our topic of a person being victim of through another person, or being victim of an animal injuring him, nami shlichus ha'ikov dinon midinave ha'idois v'avos, we can apply shlichus to those cases as well. And therefore, why don't we do that? Why do you say that only where the animal is the victim are we willing to apply shlichusayu? When the person is the victim, why not say the same thing? So the Gemara answers Amri. And as we go along, the Gemara, you'll notice the use of a double underline on the side of the Gemara under our Mivnah, our structural note. So these double underlines will highlight Nisyonis Lifua Masayim Rino Shlichusayim, attempts to say under what circumstances we apply Shlichusayim. The Gemara answers, Amri, ki ko avdinon shlichusayu, when is it that we apply the principle of shlichusayu, that the judges in Bovel can prosecute, can judge the cases based on agency? Bemidi dekim lon begave, in matters concerning whom we know the amount. Bemidi delo kim lon begave, matters that we don't know the amount until an evaluation takes place, lo avdinon shlichusayu, then we do not function as agents and we in Bovel cannot judge those cases. Hence, when we spoke of the person being the victim, that's why in those cases we just don't judge them. Amri, question, and note we have a long question marking. Shor b'shor, v'shor b'odom, when the animal is a victim, whether through another victim or through a person injuring it, nami lo kim lon begave, we don't know the value of the damage, ela pok chazi, kamo mizdavni tura b'shuka, rather we go out into the market and see how much are oxen sold for. You have large oxen, small oxen. Things have to be evaluated. By the same token, just like we do judge cases where the shor, the animal, is the victim, where the man is the victim, also poke chazi hecho mizdavni avdi b'shuka. Just go out and see what the going rate for slaves are in the market. V'oid. And furthermore, tashlum kefel v'tashlum arba b'chamisha, payment of the kefel, the double payment, or the 4-5 payment when the stolen animal is subsequently slaughtered or sold. The kitzi, those are fixed payments. Nevich shlichusayu, why not, regarding them, do we not apply agency? And yet we know that in those kind of cases, we don't. We don't judge what's called dine knossos in Bovel. And kefel, arba v'chamisha, are in the realm of knas payments. So what exactly is the rule for shlichusayu? When do we apply it and when don't we apply it? Amri, we answer, ki ko avdinen shlichusayu, when do we apply shlichusayu b'mamona, when it comes to monetary matters, straightforward value payments. Beknosalo avdinen shlichusayu, when it comes to knas type payments, those are payments that don't correspond to the value of the damage. Those kind of cases, we don't, lo avdinen shlichusayu, we don't in Bovel judge those cases. Well, if that's the rule, then odom ba'odom, ufgam, where a person is a victim, or in the case of a rape where the woman's value is diminished, those are money cases. Those are cases that are not classified as knas, but the payment there corresponds to the damage that it was incurred. Nevich luchusayah, why not judge those cases in Bovel? And yet we don't. Ki ko avdina shlichusayu b'milsa d'shchicha. When do we apply agency? When the type of damage is of a common nature. Odom ba'odom d'lo shchicha lo avdina shlichusayu. Where a person injures another person, that's not common, and therefore we don't judge those cases in Bovel. Question. Hare boishes deshchiach nevich shlichusayu. Boishes is embarrassment. That is a case of odom ba'odom. A person instills the embarrassment in the fellow man, the victim. That's common. Why do we not apply shlichusayu and judge boishes cases in Bovel? Amri, hochi nami. The Gemara says, in fact, we do. Dehor Rav Papa, Agvi Arba Me'azuzi Leboshes. Rav Papa judged a case in Bavel where he charged the offender 400 zuz to pay for the embarrassment that he caused. Question. Vaha, let's say, l'derav papa. But we don't follow Rav Papa. We don't accept that. The Sholach le Rav Chista le Rav Nachman. Rav Chista sent a case involving Boshes to Rav Nachman. The Sholach le and Rav Nachman responded, Chista, Chista, Knosso komagvis bebovel. He said, "How you are you planning? Do you feel that you can collect knas?" Cases in Bavel, and this was in reference to a boshes payment, so that Rav Nachman was viewing the prosecution of a case involving boshes as you would knas. Just by way as a footnote to this particular interchange between Rav Nachman and Rav Chista, we recommend looking at the Tosfos back on Daf Chof Zayin Omid Beis toward the bottom, Dibur Masnul Knosa, where Rav Nachman, as we explained, was viewing what Rav Chista was considering doing like a case of Knas in Bovel. This was a case of featuring Boshes. What do we see, though, for our purposes, that Knas, that Boshes cases are not judged in Bavel, unlike Rav Papa? So what is the standard for Shlichusayu? When do we apply Shlichusayu? Elam ki avdinon Shlichusayu. And note, we have a long answer marking. Under what circumstances do we apply Shlichusayu? B'milsa d'shchicha ve'is bei chisaron kis. The case would have to have these two properties. It's a common type loss, and it's a common type case, we should say, where the victim experiences an actual financial loss. Chisaron kis means an actual financial loss. Avol, if you don't have these two characteristics present, in Bovel, they're not going to judge the case because they're not smuchin. They're not, as the Pasuk requires, Elohim, meaning judges that have received the ordination dating back to Moshe Rabbeinu and have expertise. Avo milsa tishchicha v'les bo bei chisaron kis, if it's something that's of a common nature. Boshes was like that, but there's no actual financial loss to the individual. It's a great feeling of discomfort, but not financial loss. Inami milsa dolo shichav isbei chisaron kis, or something that's relatively speaking uncommon, even though there is a financial loss, as we saw adam adam. The Gemara will explain all of this in a moment. Though there is financial loss, we won't judge it in Bavel. Lo avdinan shichusai, we will not function as agents of the judges in Israel. Hilkoch, with these rules in mind, we explain the following, which we already said. Adam ba'adam, case of a person injuring another person, afal give the is bei chisaron kis, even though there is a financial loss experienced, kevan de lo shicho, since it's uncommon, lo avdinan shichusayu, we will not judge those cases through the agency of the judges of Eretz Yisrael. Boshes, regarding embarrassment, afal gav d'shchicha, even though it's relatively speaking common, kevon deles bei chisaron kis, since there is no actual financial loss, lo avdinon shlichusayo. The Gemara raises a question. It also lasts a couple of lines. V'shor b'shor, the animal damaging another animal. Goyven bebavel, are you claiming that kind of thing we do, collect, meaning prosecute and judge and collect in Bavel? V'omar rova, shor shehizik, an ox that damages, ein goyven oisoi bebavel, de azik man. In Rava's ruling, what did the shor damage? Ilema de azik odom, the... If you think it's a case of a shor injuring a man. My irya shor da'azik adam afilu adam da'azik adam nami ein goyven oisei v'bovel. Why speak about something as uncommon, as totally uncommon, of an animal damaging a person, where even a relatively speaking more common affair, Odom damaging Odom, man damaging fellow man, we don't judge in Bavel, Elapshita. Rava made a comment, said the shore that damages Elapshita, the Azik shore. It must be that it was a case of a shore damaging another shore. V'katani ein goyven oisei v'bovel. And he says, we don't judge them in Bovel. Amri, we answer. Hosam betam. The reference Rava made to the ein goyven, we don't collect. That's a reference to a shore tam. The shore, a still docile type animal. It hasn't gored three times. That is not collected in Bovel. Why? Because tam pays when it damages half damages. And half damages we're viewing as a knas type payment. It's not a straightforward monetary compensation, but rather it's in the realm of knas. And we indicated earlier, those are not judged in Bovel. Hacha, where we said that you do judge shore, the Azik shore cases, that's a case bemuad, an animal that has demonstrated its proclivity toward damaging. It's damaged three times. Question, v'oma rova ein muad bebovel, but Rava says there's no muad in Bovel. Amri, so we answer, the case of muad then is dayayid hosam v'aisua lahacha. It became a muad in Eretz Yisrael, and it was then brought here to Bavel. The Gemara asks, but v'ha milsa de lo shchicha hi, o milsa de lo shchicha ho amris de lo avdin en shlichusayu. That's an uncommon situation where the animal is transported from Eretz Yisrael, where it became a muad, to Bavel. So the Gemara answers, "De osu rabbona dahasam viadua hacha." The animal itself, in fact, wasn't brought from Bavel. It was an animal in Bavel, but rabbis from Eretz Yisrael who had the license because they had smicha, they came to Bavel and ruled upon the animal as having become a muad. Sof milsa de lo shchichihi. It's still rabbis coming from Eretz Yisrael and judging animals, watching and ruling over animals that gored three times is an unusual situation. You said that unusual cases, we don't apply shlichusayo. Ela ki ka'oma rova. Rova said that shor b'shor, we do judge in Bavel. Under what circumstances did we say this? And I don't think I emphasized before, but this entire discussion is within the opinion of Rava. Rava, and we had an arrow a few lines up where we mentioned Shor B'Shor as collecting in Bavel. Back on Omid Aleph, it was a tort second line from the bottom. That's where Rava said, Shor B'Shor, we do prosecute. So what is the case of Shor B'Shor that we prosecute? Tom, we said no. Muad, we said that an animal doesn't become a muad in Bavel. Then when does shor b'shor, shor goring, damaging another shor, when would it be judged in Bavel? The Gemara answers. Ela kikoma Rava, when did Rava say, at the bottom of Omen Aleph, that shor b'shor we do collect? That's b'shein v'regel. That's where the animal does damage through eating or through trampling. De mu'adin mitchilasan ninu. In those cases, the animal starts out. Its initial damage is classified as mu'ad, which results in full payment. There's no chatzi nezik, half payment, no knas payment involved when the shor does damage through shein or regel. It's mu'ad. It pays full at the outset. Sa'ar kvo b'shpud o b'masmer afilu al tziponu mokum she'eino ose chabura. The Mishnah spoke about tsar payment, and it described an example of tsar, of someone being burnt with a spit or being banged upon his fingernails, a part of his body where no actual bruise or injury takes place. It's simply a feeling of intense pain. And the Mishnah says a person is entitled to compensation for having been subjected to that. The Gemara asks, Tsar Shaloi B'mokum Nezek Mishtalem. Our Mishnah said that Tsar, even if it's in the absence of any depreciation, and there would be no Nezek. So it's Tsar, a payment for pain, without being accompanied by any depreciation, it is to be compensated for. Mantana, who says such a thing? There's room to think that we extract payment from people that impose all kinds of damages to individuals, but the payment, the extraction of payment, will only be if there is actual depreciation for something that's purely of a pain nature without any depreciation. Who says that payment is made? We're going to see very shortly, in fact, a machlokes tanoim on this point. Before we continue in the Gemara, we have a nosei / mivneh heading in the margin. A diamond is featured, and we've written shnei deos. There are two opinions, Rava and Rav Papa. These are the names that will appear. Man tano de mishnah senu. They will be arguing concerning who is the author of the Mishnah. Shechayev dam al tsar shelo b'mokom nezek, that payment is made for pure pain without being accompanied by actual depreciation. Shein banizak afchosas domim, with regard to the victim, there's no lessening in his value. Kamo bedugma shel hiko al tziponu, like the example of a person who's impacted on his fingernails. Someone bangs something on his fingernails. It's very painful, but there's no depreciation in the individual. Hagemora mevarers ma mashmos shel hamila kivya. The word kivya appears betchilas shmois perikof alapos chofei. What is implied by that word? And we'll be analyzing lefi Rebbe and lefi Ben Azai. The Pasuk says, and we've included in our other margin, Pasuk in Shmos, Perichof Ala Pasuk. Hey, let's just read the Pasuk for a moment. And it says there, Kviyo Tachas Kviyo, Petza Tachas Petza, Chabura Tachas Chabura. The word Chabura indicates an actual bruise, an actual perceptible physical injury. So we'll refer to it as a henceforth, the word chabura. What does kviya mean? So on a purely translation level, it has to do with some form of we'll say, burning. A burning or heat-related damage. Our note continues. We're elaborating by way of introduction to the Gemara. So our note continues on the margin under the Nosei Mivneh. Machlokes Rava v'Rav Papa he sviv kavonas habraisa. We're going to see a braisa in the Gemara. Be'omro, it's going to use the expression nemra tchila. The braisa itself is very very vague, very abstract. And you'll see the expression Namra Tchila in the Braisa. It's a short Braisa. L'Rova, Hu Hesper Mashmois Hamilok Via Batura Shalolafi Hamaskona Ledin. According to Rova, the Braisa is going to feature Rebbe and Ben Azai, and they will be addressing the meaning of the word kviya that's found in the Torah in a way that's not the final ruling, but rather it's what one might have thought had there not been additional information in the pasuk regarding the word. But I emphasize, Rava's approach in explaining the Tanaic source brought in the Gemara will be a machlokes between Rebbe and Ben Azai in explaining the word kviya, but not according to the final ruling. So Nemra Tchila would mean, in a somewhat literal form, the way it, Tchila means at first, the way it at first might have appeared to mean. The Rav Papa, Hu Amiras Hamaskona. As far as Rav Papa is concerned, the expression Nemra Tchila is a reference to the final understanding, the halachic understanding of kviya. Uvagemara yuva, within the Gemara, not the Bryce itself, but the Gemara itself. However, the Gemara yuva mahoya mashmo samila greda. What would the word have meant before I came to a final ruling on it? I know that what we just said in the last few lines of our note sounds a bit abstract, but hopefully as we go through the Gemara it will become clearer. We now return to the Gemara text in trying to answer the question of Mantana, who is the author of our Mishnah that holds that a payment for pain alone, even though it's not accompanied by any depreciation, can be extracted by the offender, from the offender. Omar Rava. Rava takes a few lines to present his point, and then later Rav Papa. Omar Rava Ben Azai, our Mishnah is in accordance with Ben Azai. Desanya. Rebbe Oimer Kviya Nemra Tchila. According to Rava, this expression means that the mashmois, the initial idea conveyed by the word kviya, is a kviya alone. We've mentioned before, kviya has to do with a pain of burning alone, and that's the initial meaning, but that's not the final ruling. So that according to Rebbe, kviya will be compensated for only if it's accompanied by an actual bruise, an actual physical loss causing depreciation. Ben Azai Omer Chabura Nemra Tchila. According to Ben Azai, initially I would have thought that kviya is that which has with it a chabura. In the final picture, though, according to Ben Azai, that's not what you're held accountable for exclusively. But even if the kviya does not have a chabura with it, but my komifligi, what's the basis of the disagreement between Rebbe and Ben Azai? Rebbe Sovar, kviya deleis bo chabura mashma. The word kviya of the Torah is a word indicating something that doesn't have a chabura accompanying it. Kasav Rachmona chabura, the posuk, as we read before, has chabura written in, the gluye ala de kviya, to shed light on what kviya is to actually mean in legal terms. De is bo chabura in, only if the kviya is accompanied by a chabura will there be payment, iloi loi. And if not, if it's a kviya alone, just an experience of a pain of burning, without any physical depreciation, then no payment made. That's not like our Mishnah. Ubenazai Sovar Kviya di Isbo Chabura Mashma. Ben Azai says in the Brisa that we read, according to Rava, that Kviya on its own is something that has with it some type of bruise, some type of injury, perceptible injury that is accompanying it. If that be the case, why does the Torah write in explicit terms Chabura again? Kosev Rachmona Chabura, the Torah writes again Chabura, L'gluya Allah, to shed light upon Kviya, the Kviya de Lesbo Chabura, that you will be held responsible to compensate even in a case where the Kviya does not have an accompanying Chabura. Oh, that's like our Mishnah. Hence, Rava's answer to the question of Man Tana is Ben Azai. Maskif lo Rav Papa. Rav Papa is unhappy with the Rava approach. Adarava ibcha mistabra. To the contrary, the contrary is more likely. Rashi explains what motivates Rav Papa is not one point is that if you had a choice according to whom to set up a Mishnah, Rebbe or Ben Azai, it would be more likely to set it up like Rebbe. After all, he's the editor of the Mishnayos. And here we have our Mishnah. It doesn't have a name in it. It would be most likely authored by Rebbe, not Ben Azai. And furthermore, why would a Brisa feature a point that's only, in theory, what I would have thought? Wouldn't it be more likely that the Brisa is telling me that the Torah at the outset is telling me the way we do rule? So we continue in the Gemara. Rav Papa continues. Rebbe Omer Kviya Nemra Tchila. Once again, according to Rav Papa, this statement is in accordance with the final ruling that Rebbe is telling me. The final ruling of Kviya is as it is, Kviya alone. He's not telling me what I would have thought the word Kviya means, but rather, the Torah is telling me that for Kviya, without Chabura, Kviya alone, one would be held responsible. Savar. Now, how does Rebbe come to that conclusion? It's as follows. Kviya de isbo Chabura mashma. That it, when you look at the word kviya in isolation, that implies that it has together with it some kind of physical depreciation. It's a kviya, a burn with a bruise. Kosav Rachmona Chabura, the Torah then writes in explicit terms Chabura, Ligliya lo, the kviya de lesbo Chabura, to shed light on kviya alone, as being something you're held accountable for, even if there is no perceptible injury of a depreciation nature. So even for that, even for a kviya de lesbo chabura, you are responsible. Oh, that is just like our Mishnah. So according to Rav Papa, our Mishnah is authored by Rebbe. We continue with the Braisa Ben Azai Omer Chabura Nemra Tchila. The Torah, when it describes you're having to pay for kviya, it would be only a kviya that has accompanying with it a chabura. That's the maskona. How does Ben Azai come to that? Savar kviya de lesbo chabura mashma. The word kviya on its own implies something that doesn't have a chabura accompanying it. Kosav Rachmona Chabura, the Torah then writes in explicit terms Chabura, Ligluya Allah to Kaviyah, to shed light on what the payment of for Kaviyah is to be, the Isbo Chabura in, only if it has an accompanying bruise, perceptible physical depreciation, Elo, if there's no perceptible depreciation, Lo, there will be no payment. No payment for pain alone. The Amaskona Kaimi, and the argument between Rebbe and Ben Azai in the Brisa is an argument concerning what the final ruling shall be. Inami, another approach. Another approach that will result in our Mishnah, in fact, be authored by Rebbe. The Kulei Alma Kviya Bain the Isbo Chabura Bain the Less Bo Chabura Mashma. Everyone would agree, Rebbe and Ben Azai will agree that the word Kviya can imply with a Chabura, even without a Chabura. So, what is the basis of the machlokis between Rebbe and Ben Azai? The Hacha, and here, in their machlokes, in the Braisa, we continue at the top of the Pehe. Bechlal uprat hameruchokim ze mize komifligi. The word kviya, as we just said, has a general connotation. It's not specific with or specifically without a chabura. In Hebrew, it's referred to as a klal, a general type term. In darshaning psukim, applying the hermeneutic rules to understanding scripture, we have different approaches, different ways of explaining psukim depending on the pasuk structure. You have oftentimes a general statement followed by a specific statement. What happens if you have a straightforward klal, general, followed by a prat? The rule says, ein b'chlal al mashiv b'prat. Even though you had a general statement, you don't extend its application beyond the specific example at hand. In our case, we have kviya. There is a specific term, chabura, that's mentioned in the pasuk, but it's not mentioned immediately follow kviya. There's an interruption, so to speak. There's something between them, distancing them one from another, distancing kviya from chabura. The expression we saw in the pasuk, petza tachas petza. This pasuk then would be termed a klal uprat hameruchokim, from word rochok, distance from one another. Does that force us, or does that enable us to darshan the pasuk in a klalu prat fashion? If you say it does, then the kviya of the Torah would be limited to with a chabura. Our Mishnah says even without a chabura, there will be payment. So the machlokas between Rebbe and Ben Azai is in this area. Rebbe Sovar. Rebbe says, "Ein donen oisay b'chalu prat." When you have klalu prat umruchokim, then the klal is not limited to the prat, to the detail or the example, and therefore kviya, one will be held responsible whether there is an injury, and even if there's not an injury, that is like our Mishnah. And here, as we said, this is a second approach that Rav Papa that's expressed under Rav Papa's response that our Mishnah is in accordance with Rebbe. And Uben Azai Savar Donin Oisoi Bechlal Uprat. Even though they're distanced from one another, the rule applies. The rule, nevertheless, of Klal Uprat still applies, and therefore the Kviya is limited. The kviya that the Torah holds you responsible for is limited to where there is a chabura, where there is a perceptible physical depreciation. Vechitema chabura l'Rebbe lomali. According to Rebbe, what is the role of chabura? Once you tell me that in order to impose financial restitution, you don't need to have the chabura, why does the Torah mention chabura? The Gemara answers, ledomim yiserim, for, we'll say, the extra cost. Let's take a look at Rashi. Ledomim yiserim, the Rashi that we're looking at is a little bit lower than where we are, across from here. The ilok sivela kviya tachas kviya, had the Torah written just kviya tachas kviya without mention of chabura, Have Amrinon we would have thought, Bein is be chabura, Bein less be chabura, Demei kviya mishalem, Avol tarti lo mishalem, that you pay only for the pain, but you don't pay for pain and depreciation. Komash malon de mishalim travayu. So we're telling you that you have to pay for both. The explanation we just gave within the Rashi, I think you'll find that in the Tosfos, the second Tosfos L'Domim Yisrael. But on the heels of that, the Ri offers an alternative explanation, and for those interested, by all means, look into the Tosfos. Before we conclude, let us remind you that if you wish to be in touch with us in order to access marked Gemaras, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.